It's like getting married, Nathan.
Careful now.
Exceptionally brilliant. For a lot of people, Mbappe has that quality.
For the best Euro 2020 coverage, subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast wherever you get your podcasts and download the OTB Sports app.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick start car insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetsetGo.ie.
Okay, so Robbie Henshaw was today on hand to announce the nominees for the 2021 Zurich Men's Players Player of the Year Award and the 2021 Zurich Women's Players Player of the Year Award. So celebrating the achievements of Irish rugby players both on and off the field, the Zurich Irish Rugby Players Awards will take place later in the year with nominees and further categories to be announced in the coming weeks. Delighted to say that Robbie Henshaw is with us now. Robbie, how are you keeping?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks a million for having me.
Yeah, thanks a million for coming on. I presume this is one last round of chatting to people, keeping your head in the game here before flying out and before fully immersing yourself in the Lion Zone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a hectic kind of week, just getting our bits together and just knowing what to pack, what not to pack, and just it's going to be a full on 8 to 9 weeks of a camp. So yeah, looking forward to ripping into it, but it'll have its challenges, as we all know. But yeah, it's overall hugely positive. Everyone's excited to get going.
What didn't you pack in 2017 that you immediately arrived in New Zealand and realised you should have packed?
Probably my accordion. I probably should have packed that. Yeah. I got strict instructions from their bagman Rala to bring it this time. But, yeah, that's definitely up near the top of the list to bring.
Because it's going to be up to you guys to provide the entertainment for one another, I'd imagine. You won't be going out socializing too much, not that it was done in New Zealand at all. So this is going to be a great opportunity for some of the British players to see what other skills you've got.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've made sure that Bundy brings his travel guitar as well that he got in Japan. I've told him to bring it. So it'll definitely be a great chance, I suppose. We won't be spending a huge heap of time outside of the hotel. So I think we'll have more time to get to know, I suppose, the wider group and the other guys, and it'd be great to meet them and know them on a deeper level.
I know Bundy Aki was talking about how taken aback he was by how good at music you were. Have you played together before?
Yeah, we used to do a bit of messing around on the guitars back when I lived with one of the lads, Owen McKeown. He used to have a guitar, and we actually taught Bundy how to play Oh Grace. So he knows that song, and I'd say he knows the Fields of Athenry as well. So he's fairly decent on himself, so he definitely plays it down. Like,
right, okay, so he was a musician before coming to Ireland, just to be clear here.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, absolutely.
we may as well talk about Bundy, because like I think a lot of Irish rugby fans were really delighted to see him and his name pop up when the Lions squad was announced. I presume for you, that level of delight was on a whole other level.
Yeah, it was amazing. I know the work he's put in since coming here, and I suppose the seasons he's had over the last 4 years, like it's down to the hard work he's put in, and I suppose the sacrifice he's made, and he's been incredible, both for Connacht and for Ireland. Yeah, it was so well deserved, and yeah, he's buzzing himself. He can't wait to get going. He's really excited, and it's great to see. It's great to see.
The thing is, since you've moved to Leinster, you've obviously played against Bundy Aki quite a bit. What's it like to tackle Bundy Aki? What's it like to be up against him in the midfield?
Tell you a funny one, actually. I still haven't played against him.
Right. Okay. My apologies.
Yeah. So I actually don't know what it's like to tackle him. But yeah, it's actually, I get a hell of a slagging for it in Leinster, because I still haven't played Connacht. But I was meant to play them last year, but ended up falling ill that night. And the lads were like, oh, very suspect. I still haven't played them. Hopefully next year I'll find out what it's like to tackle him. He'll probably run over me though.
It's like Neymar when his sister's birthday comes around. So when it comes to these next few weeks, you obviously say that you've got to just get your packing all right and all that sort of thing. What is the actual logistical plan here? Is it settling into South Africa for a couple of days before the warm-ups, or how much of a bedding in period will you have?
Yeah, so we're traveling to Jersey comes on this Sunday for like a pre-tour camp, and then we play Japan up in Murrayfield with supporters, which will be so exciting to look forward to. I think that's what we all want to do. So if we get a chance to play that game with Japan, it'll be class as well. It'll be a good start to, I suppose, the campaign in front of, I think it's 15,000-16,000 supporters. So that'll be great to start. And then we fly down from Edinburgh to Joburg, and we're based there for about 3 to 4 weeks. And we're between Joburg and Cape Town, just kind of two bubbles is kind of what we've been told. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of time in these bubbles. But from what I see, what I believe, the hub in Cape Town is beautiful. It's kind of an hour outside of the city. It's up in a kind of a resort on the coast and a big golf course. So yeah, there'll be loads to do, I'd say. So it's exciting. Like,
do you know who you're rooming with yet?
No, I think we all have individual rooms just because of COVID. Just because of COVID, and that's what we've been used to for the last year as well. So even when you would be used to having a roomie in camp, we're all on individual rooms. So yeah, that's going to be the same again.
And who are you with in 2017?
I was with a lot of guys that you mix up. I was with Jonathan Joseph, I was with Conor Murray, I was with Johnny Sexton, I was with Ian Henderson. They literally chop and change. You're moving hotel every 3 days on a normal camp. So it's, you travel on a Sunday after a game, play a game Wednesday, travel maybe Thursday morning. So it's, you're constantly going. But this will be a bit better in terms of we won't have to travel as much because we're just two hubs. So that's probably another positive, I'd say.
You've mentioned already that you know to pack the accordion this time. What else would have been the big takeaway from 2017 and your experience on a Lions tour?
Probably just to enjoy the whole experience. I definitely did enjoy it in 2017, but probably not to go into your shell a bit. You know, it's it is quite overwhelming for your first tour, to be around all these players and these guys that you've, you know, played against or admired from different countries. And, you know, it's a huge occasion. It's a huge experience, and it's like no other, I suppose. And if you do get the chance to do it, to go on it, you just really embrace it. So that's what that's probably one of the takeaways from 17. And then just, give it your all as well. That's another thing. Just have a go and enjoy it, and there'll be great memories, from it, and great times. So that's it, really.
It must be a little bit challenging to try and appreciate these things in the moment when your objective is to go out and perform every single weekend, and having a good time isn't exactly high on the priority list when you're coming up against the world champions.
No, massively, and that's where you have to have the balance of. You know, work and I suppose enjoyment. And we really know that coming up against world champions is going to be unbelievably tough, especially down there. And another huge challenge is probably playing at altitude, what we're not used to. So there's two tests at altitude, I'm sure. That's going to be tricky. I know from some of the schedules we're doing a bit of training next week. With altitude masks and stuff, so just to get us used to that. But yeah, it's definitely going to be a tough tour, and we're going to have to, I suppose, have our detail covered and understand, I suppose, the mindset of the Springboks and how they approach games, both, I suppose, tactically, mentally and emotionally. So we're going to have all bases covered.
How hands-on is Warren Gatland on an individual level with you during a Lions tour?
Yeah, he is quite hands-on. He oversees everything, you know. He's really kind of, he's over everything. And I think the coaches under him, they do a lot of individual coaching with players. So I suppose that's how he operates. And he's kind of like the director of everything. So Yeah, he's really good. He's a really good coach, and he really gets the best out of his playing group, which is great to be around and great to see. And yeah, looking forward to getting going and getting to know the players and the coaches.
It's interesting that when we talk about a Lions tour, you've naturally had to have quite a good season to be in the Lions squad. Mm-hmm. So what do you put down your form, especially during the Six Nations, to Robbie? Because yourself and you were in a handful of players that people automatically had in this Lions tour as a result of those Six Nations performances.
Yeah, I've been asked this question a few times. I think mainly from my personal point of view, it's probably the run of games I've got, the bit of consistency, and not being, I suppose, hampered with niggly injuries that have just kind of stalled my season and kind of stopped me kind of when I'm getting going. So I think that I've got that run of games, that run of consistency, kind of like the more you do something, the better you get at it. And that's kind of how I'm viewing it. And just enjoying my rugby as well, just I suppose, not worrying about outside noise or not worrying about outcomes, and then just focusing on what I can do and be as positive as I can. So small little tweak in mindset, I suppose, and I think that comes with, I suppose, experience and experience of the last few years of, I suppose, injuries of games and things like that. So I think it's a combination of a bit of everything.
What's the main difference from your point of view with regards to the way you can impact a game as a 12 and as a 13?
Yeah, I suppose it depends on the style of play you want to play. I think as a 12, you need to be physically able to dominate in the centre. You need to have that, that physicality in defence, first and foremost, that you're putting in big hits. Secondly, you're helping out your 10 in attack, that you're able to be his eyes and be his ears, and obviously see space for where the space is and communicate to him effectively, and then aggressive in your carry. So if you're getting over the gain line, you always need to do it as a 12. As a 13, I think you need to be able to, defending is huge. You need to be able to control and lead the defence. And I think you're a big thing from playing 13. I think you need to be able to have the balance of being a strike runner, like as a impact and hitting the gain line hard, and the balance of distributing. So you need to have a good balance of that you're able to do both. So yeah, that'll be my view on both of them. But when you get into I suppose phases, through the phases, they're quite similar in terms of you chop and change. It's just a number on the back then.
Yeah, because it does seem that there's more of an influence now on keeping the ball alive. And I presume in turn that just makes the midfield positions largely interchangeable. So I assume that comes down then to your relationship with Bundy or with Gary Ringrose. And that's the key point, as opposed to whether you've got 12 or 13 on your back.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, as well, you need to have a chat before you go out to play a game, and that you have a plan between the both of you that you're going to do this well. You're going to move the ball to the wings, get the ball to space, or you're going to, I suppose, take the defense on through the middle. If they're spaced wide, or if they're an aggressive defense. So yeah, you need to have a plan between. I suppose the two centres need to know what they're going to do prior to playing the game. And that's definitely key as well, both in attack and in defence, is having that, I suppose, that relationship and that bit of communication prior to playing, that you're going to do this.
It's been like really notable that you've done so well in both of those positions this year. And I guess it's a skill almost to be able to shift seamlessly from one position to another. So do we think probably we might see you at full back at some point again down the line? I mean, that experiment seemed to have been thrown out pretty quickly at the time, if I recall.
Yeah, I'm not sure if fullback, I haven't played a lot there. I could definitely do a job maybe if someone got injured in the game, but I haven't played enough, I don't think, to go and play a full game there, or to play a few games there. I don't think I've played enough there. It's completely different to when I used to play in, say, down in Connacht. It's a completely different position. And there's such more emphasis on backfield and covering the grass. It's way different to what I was used to. So it's I could definitely slot in if there was a crisis. But I think I wouldn't be jumping straight back into it. I think center is probably my main position.
Naturally, that's interesting though, that the position had obviously moved on from your provincial playing days between that point and say that game against England.
Yeah, absolutely. And even since that game, I think there's a big emphasis on our backfield, about how, I suppose, how our backfield was exploited that day. And I think since that game, there's more of a plan, there's a clearer plan. Our backfield that day wasn't good enough, and I definitely say I wasn't good enough that day, but there was a combination of things that weren't right, and I think we've cleaned a lot of that up since.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. Well, whether it's a 12 or a 13, anyway, it looks like a promising summer ahead. Just one last one. We were talking about Bundy Aki there a moment ago and how delighted you were for him. Yeah. Is it difficult being around Leinster camp? I know there was obviously a few other Leinster players in the squad, but is it difficult when the likes of Gary Ringrose doesn't make it and you're in the camp in and around those moments?
I just sent the lads a text when I didn't find out, and I think just chatted, had a small, quiet word with them and just tried to give them confidence just to stay with it. And I think saw how Gary went out and played against Connacht after the squad was announced. He was class, and he's been great since. So just shows his character. And obviously, yeah, you want to see the lads in there just because of their talent and because of what they've done over the last few years. So it's really tough. And I think the coaches in the Lions setup said it obviously was the toughest squad selection they've ever had to make. So I think the lads stay positive, stay fit, and anything can happen. You see in New Zealand and South Africa before, and Australia, the amount of players that come down, that fly down if needed. So anything could happen. So that's what I said, is just stay with it and hopefully you'll be called down.
All right, just a reminder that Robbie Henshaw was today on hand to announce the nominees for the 2021 Zurich Men's Players Player of the Year Award and the 2021 Zurich Women's Players Player of the Year Award, celebrating the achievements of Irish rugby both on and off the field. The Zurich Irish Rugby Players Award will take place later in the year, with nominees in further categories to be announced in the coming weeks. Robbie Henshaw, very best of luck with the summer ahead. Thanks a million for taking the call.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick Start Car Insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetsetGo.ie.